Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Here's a question. What are your plans for the weekend? You know, are you finishing a home repair, going shopping, going to the mall, taking in a movie, surfing internet, or maybe watching professional baseball today or the NBA and NHL playoffs tomorrow? You have an important week coming up. Have you planned how to make things happen the way you want them to happen? For some people, the extent of their planning is whether or not to eat at Denny's or IHOP today or tomorrow, or Waffle House. Unfortunately, we live in a fast-paced society. That's the way our lives are. And it seems we rarely take time to pause and reflect on where we're headed and what we're accomplishing. More often than not, we find ourselves dealing with the tyranny of the urgent, without any reflection on the past or anticipation for the future. That's why this weekend, we want to challenge you to take a little time for yourself. This is not some self-pampering exercise. Purpose in your heart to gain a fresh perspective on your future.
Everybody could use one.
Absolutely. And not just occasionally, but on a regular basis. Here are seven things you can do this weekend to get that fresh perspective. Number one, rest your mind. Rest your mind. Some people find it hard to rest, even for a day, let alone a weekend or a week, due to what they perceive to be the demands of their job or perhaps the financial stress they're facing. No matter what battles you're facing, take comfort. Take comfort. In the words of Exodus 14:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. The contemporary English version of Exodus 14:14 says it this way: the Lord will fight for you, and you won't have to do a thing. When we know that the Lord is fighting our battles, that should release us to follow His instructions and rest. The New Living Translation says that we're to just stay calm. Just stay calm. That's great advice for each of us. There's a lot more that can be written about rest, as it appears over 380 times in the King James Version of the Bible. But Exodus 14:14 is the verse that God directed us to. Bottom line, rest in Him, in His presence, in His protection.
Number two, relax your grip. You gotta love the Lord. We were asking Him what scripture we should use for this particular R, and He led us to three. First, in His presence is a place where we can relax no matter what is going on around us. In Psalm 9, verse 9 in the Message Bible, it says, God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. But let me say this, if we don't knock, we'll never learn to relax. And second, we need to open our hearts to receive what God is sending our way. In Jude 1, verse 1 in the Message Bible, it says, relax. That's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. And finally, when we allow ourselves to rest and relax in Him, something is coming our way. In Daniel 12, verse 13 in the Message Bible, it says, and you, go about your business without fretting or worrying. Relax. When it's all over, you will be on your feet to receive your reward. Okay, let's make sure we get this right. The scripture says that relaxation can bring rewards.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Does that change your plans for the weekend?
Number three, reflect on your future. When we think about the word reflect, two scriptures come to mind. First, Psalm 119:15, New Living Translation. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. As you've been able to unwind in his presence, he's now going to give you some very specific instructions. Second scripture, Titus 2, verses 1 and 7. Titus 2, verses 1 and 7, New Living Translation. Promote right teaching. As for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching. You yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. We tend to reflect what we see ourselves doing, when in reality, we reflect what we're doing, not what we're thinking about doing. We must be an example, well, of good works of every kind.
Mm. Number four, refresh your soul. We have a sign around that's in our living room box, restoring and refreshing our souls. In Matthew 11, verse 28 in the Classic Amplified, it offers us a refreshing that never ends. It says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. The scripture says that we are to come to him. That doesn't mean running off to the mall or going to visit your best friend, BBF they call it, you know, to have coffee or some temporary diversion that makes us feel better for a moment, but may actually, if we're spending a lot of money, make things worse in the end. It doesn't mean, maybe I should put it this way. Perhaps doesn't it make good sense to spend time with the one who can solve all your problems, not a few, not just some, but all the problems, financial or otherwise, or at least give you peace in the midst of the journey? And who should come to him? The scripture says all who labor. The Greek word for labor is G2872. And it means weary, tired, and exhausted. You ever felt that way? Worrying about money can definitely leave you weary, tired, and exhausted. That seems to be a definite pattern for folks whose money runs out before the month does, or those who've been laid off, or those who have been sick, or those who feel broke, so broke they can't even pay attention. But the scripture says, come to me, all ye you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened. If you're behind on a mortgage or rent payments or any other payment, that's definitely a load on your back and a burden you don't need to be carrying yourself. So the scripture says, I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Definitely today, buying something you can't afford with money you don't have will not ease, relieve, or refresh your soul, but he will.
Hallelujah. Number five, renew your hope. Our hope is based on his promises found in the Word of God. Psalm 130, verse 5, New Living Translation. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. Always remember, no matter the situation, there's only one place where we need to place our hope. Psalm 39:7 in the New Living Translation. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. When you put your hope in the Lord, it should never be your last resort. Psalm 25:5 in the New Living Translation says, lead me by your truth, teach me, for you are God who saves me all day long. I put my hope in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our hope will remove all the doubts of the enemy. Psalm 94:19, New Living Translation. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Our hope in him empowers us with the confidence of his protection. Job 11:18, New Living Translation. Having hope will give you courage. You'll be protected, and you will rest in safety. Steadfast hope in him will bring its own reward to us. Proverbs 23:18, New Living Translation. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. When we realize the power of hope, we need to direct our thought processes, not only during this weekend, but the weeks ahead.
And we might add that wrapping your mind around the fact that hope in the Bible is a little bit different than just the, oh, well, I hope everything's going to all work out, is different from a scriptural point of view than it is often in the society in which it's used today. Number six, rejoice in the opportunities God is giving you today. Remember, he's the great I am of today. Not yesterday, he was. It's not the great I was or the great I will be, but he is the right now God. In Psalm 118:24, in the Classic Amplified, it says, this is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day he's given us. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 in the Classic Amplified, it says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. But the Message Bible of 1 Thessalonians, the scripture, covering a couple more verses, is a great one to kind of wrap this teaching, this part up. It says, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live.
Wow.
And I think part of that is just remembering that no matter how bad and how bleak things look, he has it. He's not wringing his hands in heaven going, oh, I didn't know this Saturday was going to be like this. So are you, as you spend the weekend, rejoicing in what the Lord has done in and through your life, as you're giving him the glory and the honor for it, the breath that you're taking right now, you'll discover a newfound energy in turning your life around.
Number seven, recreate your future. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified, one of our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
For we're all God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which Christ, which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if we're so weary we can't think straight, then we've limited our effectiveness being able to do what he planned for us to do today. This weekend, God wants us resting, relaxing, reflecting, and experiencing a refreshing in his presence so we renew our hope, rejoice in previously unknown opportunities, which will manifest as we recreate our focus for a more distinct purpose in him.
Wow.
So hallelujah. Go to HaroldHaring.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. You've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.